In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 17, letter number 6392, Baruch Hashem, the 14th of Tammuz, Tovshin Ches. We've had several letters. This is to Eliezer Karasik, who was one of the in Tel Aviv. Rav HaGoen, the Rebbe addresses him, the great genius, Rav HaChosid, the various beautiful titles. Okay, so the Rebbe writes them to Eliezer Shiche Karasik in Tel Aviv, Shalom Uvracha. After a very long interruption, I received your letter from the 9th of Tammuz, in which you write about your good wishes to visit during the auspicious days of the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah that are coming over here. He wanted to come to visit the Rebbe. He's writing to the Rebbe to get permission to come. And the Rebbe says, although you don't specifically write this, articulate this, but it appears that this is with the full agreement of your wife, the Rebbeson. In other words, that she's 100%, your wife is 100% in agreement that you should come here for Yopta. And also, so that would be one thing the Rebbe says, you don't write about it, but I'm supposing that that is the case. And also, the Rebbe says, for sure you know the request, that in such a situation, that every journey as such should have a benefit for the many. Meaning, utilize your trip to the Rebbe to teach, to give them inspiration, to make this trip something to benefit the many. That is the Rebbe's request. You want to come and don't just make it a personal trip just for yourself, but make this into, turn it into something to benefit the many. If this is true, the Rebbe says, all the above, which means your wife has agreed to it and you're going to utilize this to the benefit. So the Rebbe says, Yerotzin prays that this visit should be in a good and auspicious and a good and successful time. Inner good and also in revealed and visible good. In a wide way and good health. So the Rebbe is agreeing to his coming to visit based upon his wife's agreement, full agreement, the Rebbe says, and based on utilizing this to benefit the many. And the Rebbe says, you don't mention in your letter about the preparations for the celebrations of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. Now, this was already after the Rebbe's writing him. Mm-hmm. So the Rebbe says, he prays here too, that this should be fulfilled. The ruling, the Torah says, Chazaka shliach oisei shlichusei. That the assumption is, the chazaka is the expectation is, the assumption is that a shliach does what he was sent to do. He does the mission that he was sent to do. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying, all of us, the people of Chabad, are shluchim of our Rebbes, our leaders, the master of the joy of this redemption, the Friedrich Rebbe. So, we are the Rebbe's shluchim to do what? To illuminate the world with the light of mitzvah, the candle of mitzvah, and the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of Torah. As our Rebbe, our leader, writes in his letter for the first celebration of the redemption, of the first year, with blessings for good news. So the Rebbe said, okay, I can assume, even though you don't write about it, but I can assume that you did, that you made preparations for this, for bringing for Yud Gimel Tammuz, because the ruling is a shaliach does his mission, and we are all shluchim of the Rebbe's, and therefore the Rebbe says, I can assume that you did this and made and participated and worked on this celebration of Yud Beis Tammuz. Generally asked that people that come to visit should actually also utilize this for the positive. This is in a letter we read before, letter 5575, and many places in which the Rebbe requests that to utilize the trip for the positive. And you know, a trip in those days from Eretz Yisrael, actually nowadays it got so expensive again that it's almost like in those days, but in those days it was really prohibited for people to travel because very expensive. And the Rebbe didn't want to, very important to come visit your Rebbe, but the Rebbe wanted to make sure to take advantage of this opportunity to spread Yiddishkeit further and also to benefit the community. But the Rebbe always put a condition to the full consent of his wife.